Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Busy Manuel Sanders of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I was on the Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College 2 Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marshall. As always, we appreciate you taking some time. Today we have two great guests. The first one, Willie Banahan. He's from Tennessee, defensive end. He was kind enough to join us. And then we recently just had Purdue running back Akeem Shavers. You can check out both those interviews. Find out what these young men bring to the table and why they are prospects that you should look at the next level as they make their path towards the NFL. Today we're going to be joined with a real diamond in the rough. He almost has video game type numbers, but he's as legit a prospect as they come. It's Lindenwood Denodius O'Brien, the standout running back, two-time MVP of the year, player of the year, All-American twice in the NIAI. Real fantastic talent. Does everything you need to do. Rushes, catches, return specialist. Denodius, we appreciate you taking some time. You called in, but when you look at what you bring to the table, it is almost like a video game. I mean, all the numbers are kind of mind-boggling. And, you know, I don't want people to, you know, think, well, you know, the competition isn't high, because it is. You're a legit prospect. You bring a lot to the table. Before we get into it, do you ever look back and say, why didn't I get recruited higher than what I did? And nothing to take anything from Lindenwood, but obviously you had a standout talent, and you could have definitely played at a higher level. That's all I'm saying.
All the time, but I use that for motivation as well. You know,
okay.
Sometimes people be like, well, you know, you should have went bigger. I'm like, well, things happen for a reason. I'm blessed I even got to play college football. You know, I mean, so I don't hold anything against anyone. I'm happy I got a chance to play, and now I have a chance to further my career.
And, yeah, definitely. I mean, after your accomplishments at Lindenwood, I think that's definitely on the horizon. I'm curious as well. I mean, I see numbers 5'9", 190. I see 5'8", 195. What's your actual height and weight?
I'm actually 5'9", 197.
197.
For some reason, it varies up and down of how big I really am. But, that's what I weighed in at.
Definitely. And this might help find out why, you know, coming out of high school, I imagine you're probably were smaller. What was your, you know, how big were you when you were a senior coming out and looking to make the college level?
What's actually crazy is, I was probably 5'8" and grew an inch and probably 185-ish. And
man,
I woke up a little bit to play at the next level. I mean, I knew that.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I always wondered, you know, guys like yourself who just have such fabulous careers, you know, you always kind of look at, well, you know, how they got there, why they got there. And a guy that plays for the Steelers, Cortez Allen, you know, he's about 6'1", almost 200 pounds now, but coming out of high school, small kid, didn't really grow till later on, you know, so, you know, he went to the Citadel, but he didn't get those big-time offers. But, again, fabulous career at Lindenwood. All-time leading rusher, rusher in yards, all-purpose yards. You can check his bio out there, guys. I mean, like I said, we don't have enough time to cover all the accolades and accomplishments and the standout career that he had. For you, you know, I always ask every guy that comes on the show, I mean, if we put you out there on Sundays, NFL uniform, we don't know that you playing. Is there a particular running back in the league today that you might remind us of with your style of play? And we know that you're not saying, oh, I'm as good as so-and-so or I'm at the same level, but just in sort of style, we're like, man, this kid reminds me of so-and-so.
A person that I actually idolize a lot is LeSean McCoy, and, I mean, some of my game is actually similar to his. I mean, it's not up there just yet or close, but, I mean, that's somewhat of my aspect of game, how I play.
I think that's a great take, actually. And for you, I mean, you know, this is your opportunity. I mean, this is your platform. I mean, you know, we're going to pass this off to scouts, coaches. We're going to try to get this as much buzz as we can. But, I mean, you know, if they're watching game film of you, I mean, what's that one part of your game that you don't think you might, you know, maybe it kind of goes unnoticed so you don't get a lot of credit for?
Is my vision. You know, a lot of people, I mean, I got great blockers out there in front of me all the time, but I also use my vision very well. I mean, I kind of use it not to take big hits and to get away from tacklers, and outrun people. I mean, that's one thing I've always wanted to do and get better at is having my vision. I mean, because some guys are just fast and they can run a straight line. But I mean, as the game changes, you gotta use your patience and your vision, you know, to help you.
Definitely, definitely. And I mean, what's that home run part of your game? I mean, if you're gonna have that selling point to say, hey, this is why you should consider me, what's that, you know, that home run part of your game, or the thing that you're gonna promote the most?
I'm relentless. You got one goal. You want to score. You want to help your team win. So my home run is the one step and go. Like, don't play around in the backfield or try to juke too many people. I mean, once you get the ball, you got one thing to do. That's to move upfield. Don't go east and west, north and south.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm curious, this past season you had 30 carries for 235 yards and a touchdown versus Washburn. How'd you feel after 30 carries, my man?
I actually felt great because I told the coach, I was like, I'm motivated. When our starting quarterback went down, I was like, Coach, you know, I'll put the team on my back and I'll carry this team to a victory. I mean, I didn't get the victory, but, I mean, they edged it out at the end. But, I mean, it was actually phenomenal because the coach was like, you know, you're almost at 30 carries. I was like, actually, I feel like I just had 15.
That's great. And you also returned 3 kicks for 50 yards, too. So it wasn't like you were not everywhere on the field that day. Just like any other day, like I said, standout career. Once again, we're joined with Lindenwood standout running back, Denodius O'Brien, kind enough to join us here on the College to Pro Players Platform show. And you can follow his path as he makes it towards the next level. We're going to try to stay in tune with him and bring you the updates, highlights, whatever we need to do to get this kid to the next level. And you can follow him as he makes his journey. And like I said, you guys had a great season. Who was it? Sioux Falls you guys played? You guys came up a little short. Wasn't that the team?
Winona State.
Yeah. Winona. That's it. And what was that like? I mean, kind of getting to that point, and then, you know, you come up a little short. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's bitter. You know, you got that sour taste after it. But when you look back, do you kind of really appreciate it that you guys made it that far?
Yes, I do. I mean, because not only for the seniors, it was a great thing to go out strong. And, I mean, even though we lost the game, it was something that the seniors wanted to do to get to that extra game and I mean, help the people that are the players that are younger than us, you know what they're going to be facing for the next couple of years. And, I mean, we kind of set the pace for Lindenwood. It was like, okay, guys, this is what we did. You guys got to make this better. You got to keep rising to the top.
Definitely. And we also had your teammate Andrew Helmick on, and you know, and that was right prior to the big game. And I know we talked to him a couple times. And like I said, you guys got a ton of talent there, man. I mean, you and Andrew. I mean, you guys are legit NFL prospects. I mean, what are they? You know, I mean, how good are they at recruiting? Or I mean, would they put something in the water when you guys get to Lindenwood? I mean, this coaching staff, I mean, really kudos to all those guys because they've really turned you guys into a nice little powerhouse. I mean, is there anyone that you can contribute to kind of your success besides yourself? I mean, teammates, coaches? I mean, has there been somebody that's kind of been a vital piece to kind of where you're at today?
Yeah, it's pretty much just like Andrew Helmick, how his mom is a big part of his life. It's my grandma, my brothers, and my stepmom. All my success basically to them other than my team. I mean, because they motivated me to do what I wanted to do, to pursue my dreams and, you know, never to give up. And one year my stepmom had, she was diagnosed with cancer, and like I was heartbroken, and literally my whole family, Lindenwood family, they all like helped me stay together. And they was like, you know what, like we're going to be with you and fight through all of this, and we're going to help whatever we got to do. And I mean, that right there, I mean, it motivated me to excel. I mean, the coaches, I mean, they do a wonderful job. They really preach family, and what we've had for the last 4 or 5 years at Lindenwood has been nothing but a family. So all the success goes to there.
Definitely, definitely. And that's wonderful when you can kind of, you know, take it beyond just the football field where it is a close-knit type group. And, you know, you're kind of really, when you say family, there's actually a lot of substance to that. I'm curious, I mean, has the cancer gone in remission? What's the case there?
She beat it. She beat it a little bit, but then she, I mean, she's still going through a process because, I mean, she had allergic reaction with lupus coming into her life after she beat the cancer, and so we're handling that. I mean, but she's a strong woman, and I mean, I'm her motivation. She's mine. So, I mean, as long as she's fighting, I'm fighting with her.
And definitely. Well, hey, prayers. God bless her. God bless you and your family with that, too. I mean, prayers, hopefully, like I said, that, you know, she heals and that goes away and, you know, she gets back to perfect health. That's, you know, like I said, you don't want to see anyone assess her, especially the mom, stepmom, like I said, good stuff that she gets healthy. You know, obviously, you know, just bad stuff, cancer, man. Nobody, no, bad stuff. For you, I mean, getting back to the football side of it, you know, we talked about a little bit what you bring to the table and how you got to where you're at. I mean, was this your first passion? I mean, was football always your sport? Did you have another hobby? I mean, you know, kind of how did this become like the focal point moving forward?
Well, I grew up, I'm from Texas, and I grew up in Texas, so football was always a big thing. But I was more of a track runner. And my family, everybody else, they were into the football and baseball type thing. And I was like, you know what, I'm smaller than the rest of my family. And so I'm a little faster, so I'm going to run track. And then my brother was like, you know what, you might as well try it. I'm like, cause he goes, I know you got the talent. We play backyard football. I'm just like, you know, I'm not trying to take one of those hits. He goes, well, use your speed. And so I went out for football, and he was like, look, you just scored. I was like, I know, I didn't want to get hit. He goes, just do that every time. He goes, and you don't have to get hit. I was like, all right.
Oh, that's excellent. And I'm curious as well. I mean, I would assume it's Emmitt Smith. I have no idea, just like you said, you're from Texas. But, I mean, when you were growing up as a young guy playing, when, you know, in the backyard with your buddies, I mean, who was that guy that you pretended you were when you had the ball in your hands?
Emmitt Smith, for sure. I mean, because I was the running back. I was the short, stocky one out of all the rest of them. So I was like, hey, I'll be the running back. And so, and I mean, Emmitt Smith, he's probably been my favorite running back forever. I mean, since he's from America's team, I mean, didn't do anything but idolize him.
Definitely, definitely. And I get that from a lot. And, you know, Emmitt, that whole Cowboys team, you'd be amazed. You know, when I kind of ask guys, you know, to take us to that backyard moment when they were little, I mean, you would be a ton of Deion Sanders. You wouldn't believe the Deion Sanders I get. And a ton of Emmitt Smith. Those guys are kind of always the two names that pop up. If I had a dime for every time those names come up, I wouldn't even be talking to you right now, Denotes. I'd be like an Aruba sipping Mai Tais or something, I'm telling you. It'd be a whole other lifestyle for me. Before we wrap things up, and we're the sincere thanks for you taking some time. I know you got a lot on your plate, you know, in terms of getting ready towards the next level. But I always like to have some fun. I call it a break in the action. Just a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let's go.
All right. Now, if you could take out any female celebrity for a bite to eat, who you'd like to take to dinner?
Eva Mendez.
Very, very nice. Very nice selection there. And if we had to choose, or if you had to choose one of these two professions, are we more inclined to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band, or are we more inclined to see you on the cover of a magazine as a male model?
Well, I can't sing, but I don't have, you know, the physique of a model. But, I mean, I'd still probably take the cover of the magazine because I can hold that forever.
Excellent stuff. And the final question, and this sometimes is a hit or miss, but if we get a good name, it always makes it fun. Out of all your teammates at Lindenwood, who had the goofiest nickname and how'd they get it?
The goofiest, Helmick, has the goofiest nickname. We called him Helm Diggers. I don't know how he got it, but a guy from Georgia, which is Terrence Jackson, who's a football player on our team, he was like, I forgot how he said it. He goes, you know what, Helm, you got the Wiggies, you got the dancers, you got the Diggies, and we're going to call you Ham Wiggy or Ham Diggitus. I was like, what? I was like, where did you come up with this? He goes, I don't know, it's off the top of the head.
Right. That's excellent. You know what, man? I'm going to have to go back and listen to his show because I asked him that question. I'm almost positive I did, and I don't think he gave me an answer for some reason. So he was holding out on me. I am. I'm going to go back there, and I'm going to even retweet. Instead of retweeting his Twitter name, I'm actually going to just Twitter that nickname you guys had, the Ham Diggler or whatever. So that's excellent. And you guys, and I know I have it here, but give everyone out there real quick. They can follow you on Twitter at, I know it's like D_O'Brien.
O'Brien 5.
Okay, cool. So that's off the top of my head. That wasn't too bad, man. Think about it. So. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you taking some time. We'd love to get you back on the show, and, you know, that way everyone can kind of stay in tune and follow you as you make this journey towards the next level. But, Grant, fantastic career, great career, and like I said, I think you've got bigger and better things ahead of you. But, again, just appreciate you sharing some time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Denodius O'Brien, the standout running back from Lindenwood, and this young man brings a lot to the table. One of the most versatile guys that you're going to find out there. He does a little bit of everything, and he does it well. That's the key. It's not only does he do it, he's a jack of all trades, but he really stands out in each one of those trades, brings a lot to the table. This is one of these guys that you're going to find that's going to start creeping up on lists. And we've had a good run of kind of picking good running backs that make the next level. You know, we were high on Joy Bell, former Wayne State Harlan Hill Trophy guy. He's now with the Lions. You know, he had to bounce around a couple of practice squads and finally earned his keep. And you guys, you know, if you pay attention to football at the NFL level or the Lions, you know, Joy Bell is one of those guys that really made a difference for that team this year. And this is another guy, I think Denodius O'Brien is another guy, a little bit off that draft radar that's going to be able to sneak up on a roster and kind of make a difference at that next level. As always, we appreciate you listening to the College to Pro Players Platform Show.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.